Okay, I'm here.
Blog Talk Radio.
Now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have Miss Bunny Christilla, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, president of Presentation Unlimited. How are you today, ma'am? I know I probably messed up your last name.
I'm very well, Verna. Thank you. Actually, it's Christilly, actually, the name.
Okay, Christilly. So if you don't mind ordering out, okay, he must say Christilly.
Christilly, yes, that's my name. It's kind of a tough one.
Okay.
So I get every variation, actually, of it. Yeah, I tend to get all kinds of variations, so it's good, yeah.
So how was your day today?
My day was outstanding, thank you.
Great.
Got a lot accomplished, and, you know, the weather's starting to change a little bit, so, and that's always good here in Texas because we're kind of coming off of the summertime, and the summers are always, you know, very hot down here, so it's a nice refreshing break from the normal, so.
I can imagine. If you don't mind telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself and what you're involved in and a little bit about Presentation Unlimited.
Sure. Well, I originally, I'm not a Dallas native. I'm originally from the Northeast. I'm a native of Baltimore, actually. And back in the 90s, I migrated here because then I was with the airline industry. I had worked for American Airlines and, you know, I had transferred here because I felt the Dallas area had a lot more to offer in opportunity and in doing different things. And so I stayed here ever since, and I spent 21 years in the airline sector. I pretty much left the airline sector in 2008 and became an entrepreneur. I had owned three businesses, one of which is Presentations Unlimited, and also got involved in a lot of nonprofit work, also very heavily involved with project management organizations as well. I've been a big advocate for project management, did some presentations with it, one of which was 2013. I'd spoken at the Project Management Symposium at the University of University of Dallas, UT Dallas. And it was a great experience, a lot of learning there, also a lot of sharing with fellow colleagues and professionals from all over the country. Actually, it was a wonderful experience. I'm currently in IT. I also do some management consulting as well. Getting to Presentations Unlimited, it's a ever-growing, ever-evolving business, startup business. It started actually a few years ago, and it's evolving. It sort of morphed actually from, you know, doing one type of thing, which was presentations for corporate teams and project teams, to going and doing actually consulting and also IT consulting and project management as well. So it's kind of ever evolving, and it's something that's really exciting because it's always changing. And one of the things I want to do is, entrepreneurship is wonderful. I'd like to get back into the corporate sector, to really do a lot of enterprise-level projects to do that as well, and also to to keep my activity, you know, sound in also the nonprofit world, and also of different organizations where I can put my hand in and be the most useful there. One of the organizations here that I'm getting involved with is Executives in Action, which they do, they help out nonprofits with projects. And so I'll be, you know, leading a few of those projects as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. This year's shaping up to be really exciting, and I'm really looking forward to jumping in with both feet and get involved. So
you went from being an airline steward to an entrepreneur.
I did.
How did you make that transition?
Well, you know, I think with people, you know, as they grow in their lives, you know, they tend to reach out and say, well, you know, is this really where I need to, or where I belong, and pretty much where my desire to go in life is. And I think that I was really at that point in my life. You know, certainly in the 2000s, things were a little bit dynamic for the airline industry. You know, certainly forever changing. There was a lot of mergers. There was all kinds of changes and downsizing. It was all kinds of things. And so, you know, I knew from a standpoint, it was I needed to grow more so as a professional and also as a person too. And so I thought that, you know, having the experience of entrepreneurship would have would give me the opportunity to grow as a professional. And so, and it did, because there were some times where I, you know, grew very well, and there were some times I failed big time. But that was all a part of the learning experience that helped me grow from that. So it was a difficult transition. Actually, I thought about it quite a bit, almost a year before, you know, saying, well, I'm going to, you know, pretty much give up this career in this industry and set out to do my own. So it was a, you know, a long time before I really made the decision, but I'm glad that I did, because, you know, it's taken me to new, different things. So it's been an interesting ride, you know, from a change perspective, and I wouldn't have it any other way. It was.
That's great. That's really fantastic. What was your first company or your first business that you did on your own once you made the transition? What was the first thing that you did?
Actually, when I was still working, I did that part-time. I played music, actually, from a standpoint, and I had a performing brass quintet in town. And so we had performed all over. We played at the Morton Meyerson in Dallas, and we played all over the place. And it was really fun, because I was working with a team of professionals, and they were really, really great in terms of communicating through their music. And so that was a small business venture. And of course, all the team kind of moved on to do their other things as well. And so, you know, they kind of, you know, faltered out. And so then I moved into, you know, a niche industry, which was, it was a childcare, a kid taxi service, if you will. And it was that, I got the notion from the fact that when I would teach kids, and, you know, they would come over to the house, and the parents were just so busy. And they said, well, oh my goodness, I can't believe that the children's schedules are busier than mine. And so I said, wouldn't it be great to have like a service to where all the busy professional parents could go, and if they needed to travel, they can do it, and they could be as busy with working overtime as they could, and the kids could still do their you know, extracurriculars, and they could be as busy as they needed to be. Anyway, that's how that morphed out. It was Busy Kids on the Go, and so it was just a service so that, you know, both busy professionals and busy kids could both enjoy their schedule. So, and of course, then Presentations Unlimited came. Yeah, and of course, it just kind of moved from there. And but, you know, I was always from an IT standpoint, you know, both, you know, back in my old career, and also up into now as well. It's just, it kind of, you know, zigzagged a little bit. And I don't think you know, most careers, I think, just go straight. They kind of go, you know, in a zigzag fashion. So.
Okay. Okay. In terms of, and looking over your bio, so in terms of small businesses and small companies, how do you position them in, as they want to increase their brand or they're seeking to increase their brand or even just very brand new? What is the role that you play in that once someone solicits your services?
Well, I think, you know, certainly in the beginning, it's a consultative role, you know, to where really a lot of small businesses and startups, you know, they really don't know how to align their brand with their mission. And so a lot of times you have to define exactly what their mission is and really narrow it down to how they really have a passion for the mission and they're able to go out and demonstrate it. And so I think, you know, with branding, I think the key point is to, you know, align your mission with your brand so that everybody knows what the brand stands for, pretty much. And so, you know, you do that through all of your, whether it's your social media, you do that through your website, you do that through any of your advertisements, you do that with any of your presentations that you're doing. So you want people, you know, certainly from a branding standpoint to say, oh, yeah, that's the person who this, you know, and for them to remember that you do this and this is what is you're good at doing, you know, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I'll give you an example. Everybody knows the cows for Chick-fil-A, and that's an excellent branding thing because as soon as somebody mentions the cows, they automatically think, oh, yeah, those are the crazy cows on the marquees at the side of the road, and they automatically, you know, associate that with Chick-fil-A. And so I really think that, you know, that's a strong brand that they have. And so a lot of nonprofits struggle with that as well because a lot of times that they'll try to brand themselves from a corporate side, but also they lose the mission of what their nonprofit is supposed to be. And so a lot of times that gets kind of hazy and people don't know exactly what their nonprofit stands for. So a lot of that is getting your message of who you are and what your mission and your vision into the brand. So everybody, there's no question when they see it, they know exactly, you know, what that is. And that's the advice I would give folks to just really sit down and really to think about that when they're going out on their own, because it's a competitive market these days. And so you have to have the innovation to be one step ahead. And I think in branding, it has to be what people feel about you and what they undoubtedly know about what your brand is for, you know, for your business.
Wow. I was thinking, as you were speaking, how important is social media when you're beginning to brand? Because everybody is on social media. I mean, you have Twitter, Facebook, Hootsuite, LinkedIn. You have I can attest, I'm probably on all of the social media. And mm-hmm. one begins to plan. So, how important is it being on social media, or should you back some as far as social media goes?
Well, social media, I believe, is the tool. I think these days in the digital environment, everything is linked to social media, and from an IT perspective, everything is linked via the web and via the cloud. So whether anybody knows it or not, whether they're making a call, whether they're texting, whether they're ordering food online, they're all doing it via social media. I mean, whether anybody knows it or not, it's all in there. So it's a very, very, very powerful tool. People are on social media, I would say, a majority of 60 to 80% a day, whether it's through work, whether that's through Facebook, you know, emails or ups or whether they're tweeting people. We're in the age now, and especially now with the new millennials coming up, where they're very comfortable with the new technology. We're in the age now of digital technology and the Internet of Things, pretty much. And so that's something that startups and businesses need to be very cognizant of, and that is a lot of your brand is through social media. And how that you're going to post an article, or how you approach things from a commentary standpoint, how did you brand something, is all on social media. And, you know, to the savvy user of social media, that is the difference from taking something that gets lost in cyberspace to something that goes viral in 5 minutes. So that's something that's really, really delicate in branding, and also in whether it's personal branding or whether it's business branding as well, to really be on top of how you approach social media, because it can really be your best friend, or it could be your downfall, depending on how that you use it, because it's so fast and the message it delivers to so many people is really paramount to your branding. So it's one of the biggest tools right now in today's marketplace that we're using.
Wow. I know that when I first started, I didn't know anything about social media and trying to figure out how to begin or what to do. I think I spent many nights on webinars and trying to learn social media. So I guess, you know, when you're not so young and you're just not used to being on the different things, you know, Facebook and the MySpace pages and all of those things. Those things are so very brand new to me. And then you're reaching people all over the world. So
absolutely,
it becomes very, very scary at some point. So if you were speaking to someone that's very new to starting up a business, what would be the first thing that you would say to them that they would need to do? You know, how would you position them to, you know, they're very afraid and not really sure of themselves, but they do know that they want to start a business. So what would be one of the first things that you would say to them or to that person?
Well, certainly, you know, I would, the Internet is chock full of information. So, you know, the first thing I think that I would tell them would be to do a lot of research in terms of where your social media audience is coming from. People who you know, research or who reach out to certain types of businesses, where do they go? Do they go on Facebook? Do they go on LinkedIn? Do they go on Twitter? You know, and exactly what are the type of things that they're interested in when they go? You know, somebody that's in insurance or something and a following may go to a social media than we're used to. So I think that needs to be really, really, somebody needs to be really savvy on where that market is, number one. And I think nobody knows you exist unless you put yourself out there. And I think a lot of people, they like to surf and they like to read, but a lot of people don't like to contribute. And contributing is one of the factors that's going to get your business name and your business brand out there. And it doesn't have to be a direct sell type of getting involved. It can be simple as, you know, you're on LinkedIn and you see an article that you really like about a certain topic, and you could comment on it. And you could say, well, yeah, that's interesting. You know, I had a client, you know, and that, you know, that did this or had this experience with. And people say, oh, interesting, you had a client. Do you do this? You know, and so that tends to let people know who you are and exactly what you do. And also, one of the great things is blogs. I mean, blogs are wonderful. I have a business blog, and it's in its infancy. I need to get a little bit more content on there. But people visit and they're like, oh, this is wonderful. You know, it talks about product management. It talks about IT. It talks about leadership. And so those are the kind of things that I, number one, consult on, and also that I have a passion for. So people know that, you know, when they come to my blog, that they know that they're going to look at things that are passion for that. So with that said, with a blog, you can also point people to your business. And you could write about things of your business. You could say, you know, a person may say, okay, well, and I'm going to use insurance as well, are rates too high today? Well, you know, read this and we'll see. And then they could also advertise their business through their blog as well. So it's getting people to know who you are, what you have to say, and getting people to point exactly where you want them to go with, from a marketing standpoint. So again, so research, finding out where the market is on social media, and also getting involved to let people know who you are, and also to direct them exactly where you want them to go.
Wow. Ms. Bunny, we really appreciate you being on our show and all of the wealth of information that you have imparted on us today. Well, I have learned quite a bit. And with everything you say, I mean, because now they have this new thing, Periscope. I'm like, man, one thing, and then it's another one. So there's something else that that's quite useful, actually, because it's in real time. And, you could talk to anyone anywhere on Periscope, all over the world, which I find totally fantastic. I think they clicked on someone's, they were Periscope, they was in Italy. I believe that's where they were, because they was looking at the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and I thought that was really awesome. Right? It's like I can almost touch it. It was really beautiful.
Yeah.
So
we're in a global economy these days, so it's just, it's 24/7, 365 these days, so it's really amazing.
Yeah. It's almost frightening to me in a sense where you can be, I could go on Periscope and someone somewhere else can see me in a whole, somewhere else in the world, not just in my little area where I live at. It's just kind of frightening to me in a little bit. But
it's different.
Go ahead.
No, it's different, I think, because in the age that we grew up, you know, it wasn't so fast and it wasn't so broad. It wasn't so wide to where, you know, we were so constrained on what we were able to do. And now the world is just such opened up, and it's at our fingertips when we want it, you know, how we want it. I mean, it's just information. The information explosion has just been phenomenal. And I think, you know, the people that aren't used to that, it can be overwhelming.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, again, we thank you so much for being on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio and imparted a lot of great information to us. We definitely appreciate it so, so very much.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure to spend some time with you today.
Great. If you could tell our listening audience how they may be able to connect with you, how they can contact you, then you can do that at this time.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I'm on LinkedIn. I'm under, you know, Bonnie Cristoli as well. My current website, my blog actually is the bonniejournal.wordpress.com, and I'm currently working on doing some maintenance a little bit on my website, and so that'll be up a little bit. So, but all of that is available, should be available also on my blog and also my LinkedIn profile. So that's that's great. I'd love to hear any commentary or questions, or feel free to reach out to anyone. I mean, anyone that wants more information, I'd love to chat with you. You know, and also if you're having questions about startups or to do a little bit of branding, I'd love to answer any questions that you may have. So,
okay, thank you once again. We thank you for being on Opening My Blog Talk Radio.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much, Verna.
You're quite welcome. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for all of your help that you do with us. And also, coming from Hebrews 11, beginning with the first verse, leaving you with this: now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For it is by the elder obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, and so that things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. Again, this is OPM Live Blog Talk Radio, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and closing with our closing song, Release the Sound, by Mr. John Murray. And be blessed.
We sanctify,
we
unify,
we
lift your praises,
beyond the sky.
We sacrifice,
we give you
praise.